Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilai, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to develop iOS applications using Xamarin. Exactly, we'll learn how to swipe items of a table view and associate an action to that swipe. So as you see here, I have a table, and whenever I swipe to the left here, I see that I have an action of like. If I click that button, here you see that this car is marked as liked. So let's learn how to develop this application with Xamarin Studio. So I fire up Xamarin Studio, go and create a new solution. From here, I choose iOS app, single view app, and hit next. Let's call our application cars app. Hit next. Then choose where to store your application. Then create. After the application was created, we'll go to the storyboard and we'll start by creating the table. Then we'll add the swipe action to the items. Here, don't forget to uncheck the use of the size classes right from here. Disable size classes. And from here, I can change the device to work with in the designer. And here I choose iPhone 6. Then here we'll go to the toolbox and add the table to our user interface. So let's search for table. So here it is, table view, drag and drop. Make it bigger. And then we give it a name right here in the properties window. Let's call it cars table. Now let's add items to this table. For that, I'll go to the view controller class, and right inside the view did load method, I'll go and create my list of cars. So let's call it cars. It's a new list. So let's resolve the list namespace here by hitting Command Enter. Here it suggests to use to add the using system.collections.generic. It's added automatically. Then our list of cars is a list of string. This my list of cars contains some cars like here. Now we want to show these cars inside our UI table view, our cars table. For that, I call my cars table dot source. And here I need to create the class that will get the cars list and show it inside the cars table. So I need to create a new class. Let's call it cars source. And let's make the IntelliSense create that, generate that class for us. Here, generate class for car source. And you see here now that that class was added to my project, and it's here car source. You see also that car source here and here is from a class called UI table view source. That class have some abstract members. So let's implement those abstract class, and here I just hover the mouse over the cars source, and here it tells me to implement the abstract class. Implementing the abstract class will add these two methods. The first one for the number of rows in the section, and here I can just go and tell that my list will contain those number of cars, but instead of that I'll pass the cars list to the cars source so that I can get the exact number of cars. So then if I add or remove cars, then that number will be updated automatically. So let's add the cars. Now that here cars have a default constructor which doesn't accept any parameter. For that, here we can use IntelliSense to generate a constructor in car source. That constructor will have a parameter with the same type of cars. So now if I go to car source, you see here that it adds another constructor. It contains the list of string, call it cars, with a backfield of cars. Great, so now we don't need this default constructor. Oops. Good, so now for the rows and section, we can just tell return cars.count. For the second method, get cell, here we need to create a cell that will be inserted into the cars table. So let's create that cell. It's of type UI table view cell. And if you see the parameters here, it accepts two parameters. The first one is the style. So let's just choose the simple default style. And the second parameter of ID. Here we can just keep it empty. This cell, because it's a default, it contains a text label, property of text label, which we can pass it a string to the text property. That string will be the car. The car, one of the cars inside my list here. Which one? I'll choose actually the car that corresponds to the index of the item inside the table. For that, I call here index path, and index path with the row property gives me the information about the index of the item inside the table. So I'll choose then the index of the corresponding car from my cars list. Now I can return that cell to the table. Let's run the application. So you see here now we get our list of cars, but here when I swipe on one of the items, it doesn't show me that action. So now let's create that like action. Here I'll go back to the view controller, and as we have assigned a source to our cars table, now we'll assign a delegate. And the delegate here is that component that will enable us to swipe the items inside a table. To create it, we need to create a new class. We call it cars delegate. So let's create that class using here generate class for a cars delegate. And let's go to that class. The cars delegate here, you see, when it's automatically generated here, it tells that it should inherit from or should implement a class called IUI table view delegate, but we don't need to implement that class. Actually, we need just to inherit from UI table view delegate from a class instead of an interface. And now the only thing we need to do is to override a method called rows edit action for row. Let's remove this default line and let's create our own action. So let's create the action equal UI table view action. dot create. And here you see that the create method takes three parameters. The first one is the style. So let's choose a default style for it. Then a second parameter, which is the title of my action. That title will be shown in the item of the table whenever I do the swipe. You saw that in my application it was showing like. So that's the name of the action. Then a third parameter, which is the action itself. What is gonna happen whenever I swipe the item of the table and click the like action. So the action here takes two parameters, arg1 and arg2. And now we can implement that action. For now, I'll keep it empty. And return our UI table view row action. It's a table of UI table view row action, which contains our action. Great, now if I execute this application, here to my list, you see that now I can swipe an item and see the name of the action as I indicated here, like. But whenever I click the like, nothing happens. So let's create an action, or let's actually fill the action here. So let's say, for example, whenever I click the like button, I want to show like it between parentheses. So let's first get the text or the item that we have clicked on. So let's get that cell. I can get it here because here in the edit actions for row, actually here I have the table view. So I can access the table view and go to the index right where I have the cell, and I can get that using here the arg2, because arg2 here is of type nsIndexPath, and it's the index of the item of the table that I swipe it. So let's use arg2. This way now we get that cell. Now we can table view dot cells or cell at arg2. Great. Now, because this cell is of type, is the default type, as we have indicated in our cars source. Remember here that we said that to the default cell. And the default cell have a text label with a text property. So we can access those to change the text and shown in that cell. Just by going and call cell.textLabel.text and change that text. Actually, I want to add the like it text. So that now it shows like it at the right of the default text. Let's try it again. Let's go to this car, swipe and hit like. And here you see it added the like it to the right of that car, so that we have created that action. So thank you.